Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Tens of thousands tune in each week for spiritual encouragement and blessing. Because God's Word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching with many people around the world. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. But radio ministry is just one part of what we do at Heralds of Hope. We also distribute Bibles and literature. And our newest publication is called Hope Herald. It's a study guide designed to complement the teaching you'll hear on this broadcast. We would be happy to send a copy of this study guide to you if you just contact us and ask for it. Stay tuned, and you will hear our contact information at the end of the program. If you've been listening regularly, you know that we are currently studying in the Gospel of John. So here is Pastor J. Mark to lead us in our continuing study.
In His wisdom, God created us so that we can think. Our minds are wonderful machines. We can store many different ideas and facts in our minds. And we are told there is no limit to what we can learn if we set our will to learn it. You know, our minds are made so that we can receive or reject an idea. The reason for this is because our will controls our minds. Because of this fact, we should carefully examine every idea or thought to make sure that it's true before we accept it to be stored in our minds. When we're examining an idea, we often ask questions in order to evaluate that idea, and that is a good way to make sure of the truth of the things that we are considering. I want to discuss with you now Jesus, the Son of Man. People in Jesus' day often had questions about Him. They knew what Moses had written, and they understood the Bible. But their teachers had given them additional teaching which didn't always correspond with the things that Jesus was doing or teaching. And so, naturally, that raised doubts like men have today. The people of Jesus' day wanted to know, but those doubts were serious barriers. John chapter 12 and verses 34 to 43 give us some insights about recognizing Jesus. Listen as I read those verses. John 12, 34 to 43. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, "Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, "He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Now, from our text, I wish to expose several barriers which often keep people from seeing Jesus as the Son of Man. The first barrier is a darkness of the mind. Didn't you hear Jesus say to the people, "Walk while you have the light, because when you are in the darkness, you cannot see"? There's a real danger in the darkness of the mind, because it keeps us from seeing the relations of truth. It is very depressing and very confining. But then Jesus spoke about light. Light comes and shows the way. Jesus urged the people, "Walk while you have the light." He said, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So where there is light, darkness is dispelled, it's driven away. But I want you to feel what Jesus was talking about in the darkness of the mind. When men and women are controlled by their own willful ignorance, the darkness of the mind is most oppressing and most distressing. Jesus calls our attention to that barrier of seeing him as the Son of Man. Now, friend, don't let the darkness of your mind prevent you from seeing Jesus as he truly is. There's a second barrier to seeing Jesus as the Son of Man, and that is the blindness of the heart. The evidence was clearly there. Jesus had done many miracles. But even though he had done all those miracles, many did not believe on him. The evidence was there. They had seen it. They had heard him teach. But they refused to believe, and that refusal led to a terrible blindness. Not a blindness of the eyes, but a blindness of the mind and heart. The prophet Isaiah spoke of this as Jesus quoted him. He said, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Well, it had been revealed, and they saw it. They knew that Jesus had performed more miracles than anybody else had ever done. But they still refused to believe. That is what I have called blindness of the heart, and it is an awful blindness. When there is sight, truth can be perceived, it can be understood. But when there is blindness, truth can't be perceived. It's not seen. And so, friend, don't let blindness of the heart keep you away from Jesus, because the evidence is there. He performed the miracles. So open your eyes and see. Don't let the blindness of your heart keep you from Jesus. And then there's a third barrier to seeing Jesus as the Son of Man. It is the praise of men. And this barrier is a hard one. It comes upon people and it moves them to improper action. Just to be well received or well thought of by the people around them is often a very serious barrier. And it was so in this case. Many believed, the text told us, but they would not confess him because, do you remember what it said? They loved the praise of men more than they loved the praise of God. Yes, you know, that's still a solid barrier even today. It will stop you. It will turn you aside just because you want to be accepted by your neighbors or your friends or people in positions of power. So you too are not willing to confess Jesus because you love the praise of men more than the praise of God. You see, where concern is found, proper action will follow. So I appeal to you, do not let your desire for the praise of men keep you from Jesus. These barriers do not need to keep you from seeing Jesus as the Son of Man, but they are serious barriers: the darkness of the mind, the blindness of the heart, and the praise of men. In their place, you can have light so you can see where you are going. You can have sight so you can understand the truth, and you can have the joy of knowing that you belong to Jesus. He is the Son of Man. Why don't you come to him now? My friend, the invitation that Jesus gave to people to know him when he was here on earth is still valid. It's an invitation that doesn't go out of date. However, I must tell you, this invitation won't last forever. It will end at one of two points, either at your death or at the time when Jesus returns for his bride, the church. and no one knows when either of those two events will happen. You see, you and I have no promise that we will live to see tomorrow. So many things in our world can happen to snatch away our physical life. A couple years ago, my wife was diagnosed with cancer, and we didn't know how that would affect the length of her life. We are grateful to God that her cancer is in remission, but many people lose their lives to this dreaded disease. And Jesus himself told us in the Bible that he doesn't even know when he will be coming for his bride, the church. Only the Father knows that. And when Jesus returns, it will happen suddenly, without a lot of warning. That means you better prepare now, while you have time. Many people have said in the past, "Oh, I'll accept Jesus' offer of salvation, but I'm not ready yet. Maybe later." But you know something? Later never came for them. Either their life ended suddenly and tragically and they had no chance, or they hardened their heart against the working of the Holy Spirit. My friend, if you think you can decide to follow Jesus when you want to, you're missing an important factor. Jesus said in John 6:44, "No man can come to me unless the Father who has sent me draws him." In other words, if you reject the call of God or the drawing of the Holy Spirit when it comes, he may at some point stop calling you. And when that happens, it's too late, and you will be lost for all eternity. That is a terrible fate Jesus doesn't want you to experience, and neither do I. So please, accept his offer of salvation today. Perhaps you're considering coming to Jesus, but you have some questions about him. If you contact us with those questions, we would be happy to answer them from the Bible, God's holy word. So listen carefully now as Arlen gives you a variety of ways that you can contact us.
My friend, was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.